We had a mistake in our PR department today. Bob told me I didn't have to do this, and then he told me I did. So, I thought we had a good practice yesterday. I thought guys got after pretty good first hand pads, and I also think that for the most part we were pretty smart staying up on our feet and practicing the right way. Offensively, I thought we were crisp, and then defensively, after I watched the tape with them, I thought we did some good things as well. We're continuing moving in the right direction. We have some of the most passionate fans in the NFL, and it's important to me that our football team is as committed to winning as our fans are. So we're going to keep busting our rear ends every single day for them, and try to continue to be something that they're proud of.
Question. Mike, what do you think about the press coverage?
There was some good and bad. It's, I expected it to be sloppy. We still got a lot of technique work to do. And the same thing for the receivers, too, because they haven't seen it either. So we're going to work extra on that today. We'll have another extra little period for that today.
You did take a particular interest in that yesterday when you were right there, for the most part at the left side.
Yeah, well, finally you get a chance to, work on something a little bit. I always liked it, like with Xavier and Terrence and Trey, especially those guys, I like to continually try to coach him. Terrence likes, to hear the things I say, and Xavier too. Not all the time, he doesn't, but, and then Trey, he just needs to get used to me.
You seem like you and Xavier have a neat relationship, and that you can say anything to him, and there's kind of this bond that's involved. You know what I'm
saying? I hope I can say anything I want to any of the players, but I just try to be me, and I think, one of the players, I said something to him yesterday, and he said, that's what I like about you, coach, you keep this thing real. And but I think Xavier's had some success at some of the things that we're trying to teach, and I think he appreciates that. And, guys want to get feedback, and if I could coach every position, every play, I actually do in the meetings, but, on the field, I would try to do that because they like to get feedback on every play. They want to know, what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong, what they can do better.
Teddy Bridgewater says he loves the expectations heaped on him by people that he's going to take a major move in the second year. He doesn't back down from expectations. Can you talk about that? I imagine you like seeing that in a quarterback, that he kind of embraces the pressure.
Well, as I've said before, I would hate for a player's expectations not to be as high as mine. And, most of our players have extremely high expectations in themselves. That's part of the reason why they're playing at the level that they're playing, because they're elite athletes that have always had to overcome people saying things that they couldn't do, and work to continue to be better. So, expectations are what they are. At the end of the day, it's all how you play.
But Teddy, seems to embrace those, be the same, take a major move.
Well, sure, I'm glad.
Those are your expectations too, out
there. That's my expectations for everyone. Yeah, I have high expectations, and I know that, and I know overall we have, people are saying nice things, but our expectations are higher than anybody else's, and that's how it should be. I mean, I don't want my football team to have low expectations. I don't want them thinking that we're not going to be any good, or, man, I can't play, or something like that. It wouldn't do us any good.
Was there a little more traffic closer to the quarterback than a typical practice yesterday? I noticed a couple times you were like,
it was the first day and guys are geared up, and we have to learn how to practice in pads continually, but there was a couple times we were too close. I mean, Sharif bumped into a guard and he kind of bumped into Teddy, and Teddy went on the ground one time, and so we have to be smart about that.
In terms of Sharif, what do you want to see from him, progress year one in your system, year two? What are you looking for as he kind of continues to grow in this league?
Well, so far I'm impressed with where he's gone from the time that I first saw him last year, and I guess it was in OTAs. He's improved quite a bit, his quickness, his the way he's changed his body, his quickness, and now he's starting to be much more confident. I don't know that he was very confident when he first came, when I first got here. Andre Patterson has done a great job with him, you know, teaching things. And Sharif is a guy that likes, like we were talking about with Xavier, he likes a lot of feedback. And but he's working very, very hard. And he's doing a good job. He's doing a good job.
How has Scott Crichton handled what's been heaped onto his plate? Seems like he's doing a few different things out there.
Yeah, Scott's matured quite a bit over the course of, you know, he missed a lot of the OTAs last year because of the rule. And he's matured quite a bit, actually. You know, I'm anxious to see a lot of these guys when we get a chance to go up against some other people. Today, when we do the, we're going to do some one-on-one pass rush today. And I've instructed the coaches that I want to get guys on other guys that they haven't been going against all the time, you know. So Everson's not going against Khalil every time. I want to see Hunter against some of these guys. I want to see Clemmings against someone else, you know. So, you know, because you start to get to know guys a little bit. And they go against, you know, I want to see Hunter against both Khalil and Lode Holt, so.
How do you feel about how Antoine Exum has been looking in camp, and do you see him as a guy who could give Robert Blaine a hard challenge for that strong safety job?
Yeah, I think Antoine is he's improved a lot. You know, he came in. We had a couple guys last year that came in here with as rookies that really didn't know how to act, and he was actually one of them. He's grown up a lot. It's important now. It seems important to him. It seems like he's understanding what the coaches want, what we want to do, what Jerry's trying to get done with him. And he's a good athlete. He's improving every day. He's working real hard. And so he's proven to me that it's a lot more important to him than it was when he, you know, some guys, they come in the league and they think they've made it and they don't understand what you have to do to become a professional football player. And he is finally, you know, I've had several talks with him, but finally I think he's figured this stuff out a little bit. I don't know. We'll see. You know, when we get in the games, from, you know, all these things are going to get developed, get determined when we get into the preseason games. And when they're going to get, you know, especially for safeties, they have to be able to make checks and movements and things like that when all this. And I don't know how he's going to do with that. I really don't. I think he's athletic enough. I don't know how what kind of tackler he's going to be, the instincts that he needs. So that's going to show up a lot more in the preseason games.
Varsity pretty active yesterday. Are you going to push him more or put the brakes?
We are going to push him some more today, yes. He's going to get some more reps. He feels good physically other than the conditioning, so we're trying to accelerate his conditioning a little bit.
How does Cullen Leffler look to you, and is, you know, what does he have to do to keep his job?
Well, Cullen's got to continue to do the things he's done. You know, a lot of this is going to, him and McDermott, it's still going to come down to consistency. It's going to come down to some protection things, but you know, it looks like it's a pretty good battle so far from what I've seen, and you know, we'll, you know, somebody asked me about the 2-point plays, and a different rule, and you know, we have to figure out the long snapper situation right now. So we're probably not going to go for any twos in the preseason, you know, because that's an important position for us, and to figure out if Cullen's the guy. And Cullen's done a great job. He's a tremendous leader and a good kid. So we'll just have to see.
Exum made that tough switch last year from corner to safety. What was it originally that made you say, you know, he's going to be best suited in the back end of the defense?
Sometimes you just get a feel for a guy that, you know, sometimes it's a boundary corner that plays on a short side that has some cover skills. Sometimes it's his intelligence. Sometimes it's just a physical corner, you know, it's just kind of a feel, and then you work him out at there. You try to test him mentally on a lot of the different things that he has to do, and it does take time sometimes, but I do like what he's doing. You know, I kind of like, you know, Sean Prater, he was a boundary corner at Iowa, and kind of been a nickelback and moved around a little bit, and you know, I kind of like him a little bit. You know, Sandejo's continuing to do a good job, so all this will come out in the wash, you know. And even Harris, you know, he had an interception yesterday. It was an overthrow, but, you know, all those guys are kind of...
to come onto your guys' radar?
Honestly, I don't know. I like to say I did, but I think, you know, we have scouts that evaluate the Canadian League, and George, they went to George Payton, and then George went to Rick, and I was just kind of like, yeah, we need linebackers, so...
To you, and you looked at film. How do you judge a CFL? I mean, how do you look at?
Well, actually, I didn't look at film on him. No, I didn't look at film on him.
What are your thoughts on him now? It seems like
he's a converted safety, and so he's got athletic ability. He's fast. He can run. He was a little bit more physical yesterday than maybe we anticipated, but now the way the NFL is, that you kind of need some of these cover linebackers. I think what's going to determine with him is the physicality part of his game, being a former safety. And, but you know, maybe, you know, he's a smart kid, and if he, you know, played in space in Canada, that might help some of those things. But so far, you know, we've been happy with him.
You know, in special teams,
depending on how he does, special teams would be a big key as well.
Mike, you mentioned there's a weight limit as far as the offseason goes to get bigger, but reach a certain range. What was the plan going on in the offseason? Sure that he got bigger, and what's the translation that you've seen?
Well, it's mostly in the weight room, you know, the things we asked him to do in the weight room to get bigger, and really more sturdy, you know, because he was a little bit thin, I guess is the best word to say. So it was more about that.
Yeah,
a little bit, but we're pretty smart on. This thing isn't going to blow over on us, is it? We're pretty smart with, you know, it's not the deal where we're going to bulk him up, like he's not going to be doing max sets and things like that. It's more about the repetitions and just doing it. And Teddy's a kid that, you know, whatever you ask him to do, he's going to do. He's going to work.
When you guys drafted Danielle Hunter, I mean, everybody said he was raw coming out of LSU. You've seen him now for a couple months. How raw is he?
He's a lot less raw than we thought. Yeah, he's, you know, he's really been impressive, honestly. He's been impressive. That's why I want to see him against some of the other competition. You know, he's a tremendous athlete with very, very long arms. I asked one of the coaches about him the other day what he thought, and he was very, very positive about him. I won't say exactly what he said, but...
Mike, at what point will we be able to tell if Cordero's turned a corner in this offseason?
Well, so far he's doing good. So far he's done good. These 2 days, has it been 2 days now? However many days, he's been impressive. So, you know, today's a new day. We'll see how he does today. I'm hopeful that today is just as good as yesterday, and yesterday was as good as the day before. So those things... you know, I don't know that he's turned the corner yet, but he's definitely kind of rounding me.
How do you see the timing developing with Bridgewater and Wallace, especially when it comes to the deep ball?
Well, we need to work on that some more. You know, as yesterday we didn't hit as many as we need to, and that'll continue to start being emphasis with what we're doing. You know, right now we're working on the timing of the other routes more so than the long ball. So, you know, that's still a progression in where we're going in the offense.
Okay, thank you.